And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report for the 22nd of August, Monday. And we have a good lineup for you this week. The first hour today, because we have some schedule issues, of course, it's real radio. Fareed will be back on later in the week. And we're going to have open lines. I'm going to allow it to be open lines on any topic. Now, you just have to tell our board op, Daniel, exactly what your question or statement is. Don't just be vague. Try to be precise so we have a good layout of exactly what the issues are. And we have a lot of interesting consultations. I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to go up to the consultations that are pending. And you'd be surprised how many I get on an average day, both email and phone consults all over the world. You know, a lot of people want to know about our sales. Of course, we have magnesium glycinate sale, 3-pack, and those are usually also free shipping. Somebody wants to know about shipments of a hyperbaric chamber to Australia. Yes, we do. We have these chambers are made here in America, but they can be shipped, and they're not expensive to ship because they're not really, you know, heavy. In other words, the chamber fully collapsed with the compressors is probably well under 100 pounds, so it's not going to cost a fortune to ship. That's an interesting question. Someone wants to know about product advice regarding... This is really interesting. It gets funny questions. They had removed a mid-cranial nerve, sinus cavity to upper right, causing long-term symptoms, 10 years of present, chronic sinus infections, fluid buildup, causing head tilt, imbalance, etc. You know, obviously this is it's their own rambling kind of history. The first thing you want to do with sinuses, sinusitis is, number one, you want to take our antipathogenics. We have the Tesla-activated monatomic iodine, neutriodine, and there are no knockoffs, whether it's Alex Jones or anybody else. They have garbage. It's not the same as our high-powered Tesla-activated monatomic iodine, which not only displaces all halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, but kills all pathogens. It's the most powerful of all of our antipathogenics. 15 drops in water 3 times a day, and also I recommend a Sinu Pulse with Sinuware powdered, one of the little smaller scoops in the 800-mil chamber. You want to use distilled water, pure water system water that's mineralized, and then you want to put in a small scoop of the Sinuware powder and about 30 drops of Nutriodine. Irrigate 200 mils per side 4 times a day. Second thing is Allicin Med. You want to take a capsule 2 to 3 times a day, and Silver 100 vertical nasal spray sets of 3 or 4 sprays at a time, probably 2 or 3 times, 4 times a day to each nostril. And you inhale while you do that. You can be in a sitting position, so you don't have to lean forward. But if you want to, you can, in case you immediately get a drainage or you're going to sneeze into, a sink. I recommend the Allerblock, natural antihistamine, and Allergon, which is our histaminase enzyme, high-dose Power C, and to block the pathogens in the nasal cavity and boost your immune system, Nutri Defense, 1 capsule, 3 times a day. So that's a basic protocol. This gentleman will get a full answer to all of these other issues that are going on. We have a question regarding a person that was put on Plavix and baby aspirin to keep a stent open. Firstly, Plavix is a useless drug. It doesn't last even 24 hours, and so it should have been taken off the market years ago. If you want to prevent a stent from re-blocking, because you have a surgical implant, you want to use not only nattokinase, but we can special order lumbrokinase, which is 14 times stronger, and it doesn't require testing. If you want to test the blood rheologic viscosity, I can refer you to a lab where you can send off your blood for a blood viscosity analysis. It's more accurate and more important than the PTINR test that's done typically by doctors. It's done by a cardiologist and certified federal lab, so that's what you want to do. And you want to actually titer your natural therapy to decreasing blood viscosity so the stent doesn't block off. We have a real tough condition here, and I guess usually they'll make a request about unusual syndromes. And this person apparently has, and I don't know if they spelled it correctly, if they spelled this particular syndrome correctly, basically... The Churg-Strauss syndrome is a vasculitis and inflammation of the blood vessels. Churg-Strauss syndrome occurs in patients with a history of asthma or allergy. They often have fatigue, weight loss, nasal passage inflammation, numbness, and weakness. So that gives you kind of a basic thumbnail as to what's going on. This person's taking prednisone. They're down to 30 milligrams a day. Firstly, we can get this person's blood viscosity reduced, reduce the vasculitis with nutraceuticals, such things as ellagic acid, vein away, omega supreme krill, etc. We can also reduce the inflammatory cytokines in the tissue and deal with any stealth pathogens that are driving the Church-Strauss syndrome. Also, we'd requested information about depleted uranium. I've dealt with vets for 20 years. I have a DU detox protocol. Depleted uranium displaces molybdenum and chromium, so it affects the hexose monophosphate shunt, so you can get wasting faster than if you starve to death. And because it affects the chromium pathway, vanadium, and that periodic table of elements, that can cause diabetic symptoms. So I have a very good protocol. I use Keeler Max, 3 capsules twice a day, ultra liquid zeolite, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, Nutritrala, a tablet 3 times a day, cell detox glutathione, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, and the depleted uranium, you want to use semethyl, which is going to help methylation, which binds to the depleted uranium and pulls it out of the body, along with superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and BioLVR. So that gives you a kind of a thumbnail of a DU detox protocol. And I'll be posting all these up, by the way. Now what I'm doing is I'm going to be creating a series of videos over in our Wellness Conditions. So if you have access to the Wellness Conditions, you'll be able to see the videos on our website, NutriMedical. So become a regular customer, and you can check with Michelle. You can't buy the access, but if you're a regular customer, whether you're a doctor or not, you have to be regular. You can get access to the Wellness Conditions, including now these new videos that are being posted up. I got another customer, client, patient, I guess, online patient. They're taking a compounded estrogen progesterone cream. And they were prescribed by an integrative doctor. A glucose tolerance test indicated that I was a pre-diabetic. Later consulted another doctor, taking a second test 5 months later, and was told that I was no longer pre-diabetic. First off, glucose tolerance test, if it's abnormal, it could indicate you're diabetic. But pre-diabetes, the best marker is fasting and 2 RPC blood insulin, not sugar. You can be normal glycemic and be pre-diabetic. So if you have an elevated hemoglobin A1C, that's pre-diabetic. If your blood sugar is normal and it's slightly elevated. If you have an elevated blood insulin, normal is 2 microunits per mil fasting. And then we have normals for 2 RPC. So there's lots of criteria. Depending on how strict you are, the current criteria of the American Diabetes Association, 69% of Americans are pre-diabetic or diabetic. Firstly, I don't recommend taking the estrogen progesterone creams in the morning. I usually recommend what you do is you take DHEA and pregnenolone in the morning, because pregnenolone is a stimulant and it may wake you up if you take it later in the day. And I recommend you take the pre-hormones and your body converts it rather than taking. And we give femgestrone for progesterone, but for the adrenal hormones and the estrogen, I recommend you take the DHEA and pregnenolone. We also recommend the flash away or hormone synergy to prevent you from converting female hormone to male, which happens in the fatty tissues of the body. A gentleman contacted about bipolar disease, and of course, he said basically he's not really depressed, he's just slightly manic. Well, the first thing to do is to reduce the seizure activity in the limbic system of his brain. So we're going to give him Brain Mag and Calm Mind, a scoop 4 times a day, Mood Elevator or Posinol, which is an adaptogen, Minerals Plus, a capsule twice a day, BioLVR, and Brain Power to reduce oxidative stress, and Cognition Plus. And to normalize cholinergic pathways in the brain, ultrathiamine B1, uridine, and CDP choline. And as adaptogen to reduce brain inflammation and changes the blood-brain barrier, is Cell Defense Plus. We can do a transcranial lumen photon therapy, helps to balance the brain up because there's overactivity of certain nuclei in the brain that cause manic disease. And minerals are very important. We can do a packed red cell mineral or QRMA and look for mineral imbalances that can cause the problems. There's a trace amounts of lithium orotate in Minerals Plus, so I recommend a higher dosage, perhaps 2 capsules twice a day of Minerals Plus with all the other trace minerals for normalizing neurotransmitter levels. So complex syndrome requires adjusting and tweaking the protocol depending on the person's response. I deal with medical legal cases, and one lady up in OC, Orange County, she had a very bad injury where she had a 60-pound box fall on her head, and she had a fall 6 months later as well. And, of course, she's dealing with a medical legal situation. What we want to do is we want to make sure that she fills out the 11-page patient intake form for our consultation, sends all of the scanned x-rays records and the reports from their occupational doctor, and then we can see if she has a specific residual rating based on the American College for Occupational Environmental Medicine post-traumatic injury. If she's seen neurologists, had any therapies, such as deep tissue massage, acupuncture, whatever, to deal with the myofascial pain syndrome after the injuries, or if there's a neurological deficit from the injury. And if you're mapping out the pain, the best technology is the Axon 2 scan. I developed the technology with Dr. Jim Hedgecock back in the late 90s. He had it FDA approved in 97, and I added by 2000 surface EMG to the occiput, and that made the test completely objective. So it's an objective test for mapping out A-delta and C-fibers for the pain generator. And it'll tell you which spinal nerve root or peripheral nerve is causing it. When we get a hormonal testing, and people just say they had a DHEA and progesterone and estrogen levels, that is, if you're postmenopausal, that's helpful. But if you are cycling, you want to know what the hormone levels are during the cycle, you know, different days through the 28-day cycle. The most important thing is, in this particular person, their hormone panel showed insulin 3.6, which is above normal fasting. Normal is 2.2, so this person is borderline diabetic. Progesterone was low, estrogen was low. DHEA was pretty good. So we need to adjust our hormones, and we will put her on a protocol of DHEA, pregnenolone, and hormone synergy, and try to get her insulin resistance down with dibetolene, berberstatin, and leptin metabolic. And Minerals Plus, which has the trace minerals to lower insulin resistance, chromium and vanadium and trax amino acid chelates. Inflammation causes the diabetic insulin resistance, so Cell Defense Plus is extremely important for reducing inflammation that causes diabetes, which contains a special curcumin, not like anybody else's, that's super bioavailable, which is, by the way, curcumin is the most important nutraceutical herbal in the world, but it's one of the most unavailable to the body. Well, we have a technology that makes it more available than any other company on earth. It gets rid of cancer stem cells, stimulates stem cell regeneration, helps to turn off inflammatory cytokines. It's just amazing. So our Cell Defense Plus is completely unique. Let's see. We have another. So someone has a chronic toenail fungus and sinus issues. Most people aren't aware that they have we call stealth pathogens or polypathogenic illness. This, if you're trying to get rid of toenail fungus, the very first thing to do is to take orally Nutriodine and Allicin Med, 15 drops of Nutriodine 3 times a day and Allicin Med a capsule 3 times a day, and topically put on the toenail Nutriodine 3 times a day. Sinuses, we talked about that earlier with the SinuPulse Elite and the other protocol to try to deal with sinuses. This same gentleman has his wife having suffered 11 months with shingles, which is herpes zoster. Right now, she's got what's called a post-herpetic syndrome, where she's got the stripped peripheral Schwann cells, so we've got to stop the cytokines with Cell Defense Plus, Gamma A+, Nutritrala, carnosine D-Link, etc. We have to kill the virus off, which can be at this point in the pericarion of the nerve cell bodies or the tissues, causing chronic inflammatory changes. So we want to use Nutritidine, Alcimed, Silver 100, and NutriDefense. And we want to regenerate the nerve fibers, so we want to use Neurogen, which is very important, and Omega Supreme Krill to regenerate the phospholipid layers of the cells and the myelin sheath. So that gives you kind of a core idea of how we approach it. We approach it, break it down into its sub-problems, and then see if we can correct it that way. let's see, we have people that are, athletes. This person is a 50-year-old feel terrible training. Apparently, they're getting ready for a marathon. Now, if you're getting a marathon and your body's hurting, and your body's telling you that you're causing excess inflammation, you're getting micro injury, you've got bad mechanics, or you're going to tear or break something, like you're going to wear down your joints. I've seen a number, for example, of males who have had a heart attack and suddenly become runners when they weren't a runner before, and within 5 years they need total hip replacements bilaterally and knee replacements. So don't do that. I recommend, number one, speed walking, much less traumatic. I recommend you take our nutraceuticals to preserve your joints so you don't lose your hydroviscus layer or get eburnation or wear your bone down. And if you run, you have to have a very smooth running style so you don't have a jamming style that causes mechanical problems to your hips or knees. And you may need force plate orthotics prescribed with a podiatrist. And if you have biomechanical leg length imbalances or other problems, you need to deal with that and be regularly getting deep tissue massage to break up any adhesions between tissues, because when you injure them, they stick together and they can trap nerves or cause your mechanics to become abnormal. So deep tissue massage, not just regular, but deep tissue is very important for all athletes, especially runners or people doing powerlifting or contact sports. So I recommend Inflamex for inflammation, for the bones, Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, Full Vitamin K2, and Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, and you'll preserve your joints and tissues, and they'll heal quickly enough that as a marathoner, you won't tear your joints apart and eventually get degenerative arthritis. And if there is osteo, you want to use not only Inflamex, you want to use Leptin Metabolic. We have interesting questions here. This gentleman wanted to know about what protocols to take for pregnancy. Firstly, you want to take the activated vitamins and BioLVR, Bone Generator, Micell D3, ferritin, iron, which is iron 3 that's not going to constipate, omega cod liver liquid with the fat-soluble vitamins, Neurogen for regenerating the baby's brain and myelination, which is very important. In fact, it's a law in Japan. You can't make a baby formula without having docosahexaenoic acid, which is in our Neurogen. Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. Those are all good for pregnant mother. And for ELF protection, firstly, we have a kit that if you contact me, I can send you the link. You want to discontinue your smart meter, turn off your Wi-Fi at night, use Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and Cell Defense Plus for reducing brain inflammation, and you can support neurotransmitter function with BioLVR, uridine, and CDP choline, which is acetylcholine related. But all tissues and cells respond to ELF stress. But the main thing is you need to buffer the free radicals that are going on and make sure you don't get epigenetic things that start to switch on cancer or inflammatory changes, because it happens very, very commonly. Okay, let's see. We had an interesting request here. Person wanted to know what to take for their hormone replacement, and of course that's usually 2 or 3 pumps of DHEA and pregnenolone in the upper abdomen and lower chest. Don't take it later than, you know, mid-morning. Digital thermography clinic is far more accurate with picking up breast cancer. And if changes are positive on the thermogram, you want to do a MRI. Is more accurate by 10 to 20% than a digital CT scan of the breast, which is better, more accurate than a regular mammography. If you're trying to rule out diabetes, you want to do fasting and 2-RPC blood glucose and insulin, and it'll resolve whether or not it's a problem. You want to measure hemoglobin A1C or fructosamine. Hemoglobin A1C will show you the level of glycosylation, so that gives you a better idea of whether or not there's a problem there. So that covers a lot of good information. We have people going off for bariatric surgery. Unfortunately, if you don't deal with the metabolism, bariatric surgery only works temporarily, so 1/3 of people with bariatric surgery will lose 1/3 of their weight for 5 years. The rest are either the same weight or heavier, because the bariatric surgery does not address their metabolic problem. But 1/3 do get benefit because they address the metabolic issues.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I think maybe we're both. We're human and we're dancing with either health issues or the geopolitical issues or spiritual issues all the time. Hopefully we teach you the right steps. We have one lady here who's planning on bariatric surgery. And again, she's worried about malabsorption, about vitamins and minerals to take so she doesn't get nutritionally deficient. The first thing I recommend, number one, is the bariatric surgery, usually to make your stomach a lot smaller. I'd recommend a special smoothie drink with Ageless Life Support, NutriComplete, and Omega Cod Liver Liquid. And if she's had previous problems with blood sugar or insulin, I would add glycemics. And then you can take little small glasses, like 3 to 4 ounces, 5 ounces, 4 or 5 times a day, and use them as a substitute for a meal or a snack. And that'll help tremendously, because bariatric surgery usually means the stomach's a lot smaller. You can also open the capsules and grind the tablets and actually make a powder you can keep in the refrigerator, make up your smoothie, say, every day or a couple days, and then just have small glasses. So that's a good way of getting around that. And that's what I do with myself and my daughter. I make a smoothie. I put a lot more in it than that. I put everything from, let's say, the kitchen sink. I put in, the oils. I put in, of course, Nutridyne. I put in many other things. And I open up capsules, of specific capsules, and put those in as well. So that makes it very, very pleasant flavor. You don't have to swallow any capsules, and you don't get nutritional deficiency. And you can put additional, although the Life Support has most of the minerals and vitamins I've had, open up some capsules of Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. I would particularly make sure you're taking a probiotic to keep the health of the bowel up. I like Living Probiotic and open it up. It's also, by the way, probiotics are in the Ageless formula. We have a we have health professionals a lot of time to contact as well, and they have health problems too. And they, a lot of time they're, you know, at a loss. They've gone through conventional treatments and haven't been able to do everything. This particular individual is a holistic nurse, a family nurse practitioner, and developed what's called pancytopenia for the last 6 to 7 months, which means most of her blood cells are decreasing, which can put her at risk of a bleed or serious infection. The first thing you want to do is you want to do a bone marrow to make sure you don't have what's called myelofibrosis, where fibrous material is replacing the bone marrow. Second is you don't have antibodies attacking the bone marrow or stealth infection, like Epstein-Barr virus or some other infection. And there are immunological tests that can be done. Firstly, what you do is you use our antipathogenics, the triple threat of Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Silver 100, and NutriDefense. This will knock it off. And then you want to alkalinize the tissue so it starts healing with Power C+. We also want to regenerate the bone marrow. And there we use MycoD2, which is ergothionine, and all the trace elements necessary for bone marrow support, which are, you know, we have immunoglobulins like NutriImmune, which is also present in Ageless. So there's a whole range of things we can do to kill off the pathogen, regenerate and support the bone marrow. And we can also have peptides that can regenerate the bone marrow so that it'll stop the pancytopenia. Those are obtained directly through me to doctors in Europe. And then finally, if it persists, we may do a stem cell transplant, either Stematic out of San Diego or at a clinic outside the U.S., because in the United States, if you multiply your bone marrow more than 24 hours in the lab and give it back to you, it's silly, but the FDA calls it a drug. When in actual fact, they do the same with banking your own blood if you're planning a major surgery. So the FDA's policy is without logic or common sense or reasonable decency. Let's see. Once in a while we'll have somebody that'll call in and they will send me an email afterward. Let's see. He wants to know about getting a hyperbaric chamber for his home. His eyesight, I guess he needs some cheaters for, you know, for his, for reading. And, the first thing is, if you're trying to do general support and you're a non-smoker, the first thing you want to do is take Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. You want to take the omega fatty acids of Omega Supreme Krill and Omega Supreme, which is a Norwegian sourced fish that are super high quality, have no excipients or heavy metals. And our Omega Krill has the highest astaxanthin by hundreds of times more than any other competitor. Then you want to, of course, take things to protect your circulation, cardiovascular, and Supernox if you have any hypertension. You want to be taking things to increase nitric oxide production. So that will include Supernox and a BioLVR, which increases tetrahydrobiopterin generation. If you're trying to protect your eyes, Vision Max, and can't see eye drops, because as you get older, even if you're otherwise healthy, most people by the time they get in their 60s, and this gentleman is 58, you're going to start getting cataracts, so you want to reduce that with KNC eye drops and Vision Max. So that gives you kind of a general idea. If you're an athlete, I recommend a Sports Energy Light Drink, D-Ribose powder with that, and Brain Mag during your athletics. So back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have a call about terminal fourth stage non-alcoholic cirrhosis and enlarged spleen. Do you want to give some more details, Dave? Is this for yourself or a friend?
Pardon?
Is this for yourself or a friend?
I can't quite hear you. Maybe I'll try turning my volume up on my end. Is that better?
Well, I can hear you really well, but I'm not sure I can hear you well. They can work on that.
I think I can hear you now.
I think the music may be playing right now. I think that it's going to be... There you go. I think the bumper is gone. Can you hear me now, Dave?
I can.
Good. This situation is number one, a terminal fourth stage non-alcoholic cirrhosis and enlarged spleen.
The doctor has confirmed by biopsy that it's fourth stage, and I do have an enlarged spleen.
Did they tell you what caused it? Did they say it was due to a viral infection?
Well, they're testing for a tumor marker by blood test. I just went in for the blood test this morning, but I have had cancer in the past. I also had a very severe situation years back where my acute pancreatitis caused my pancreas and my gallbladder to become rancid. I spent 5 months in the hospital. And right. They removed a lot of my guts.
Well, it could be that you had a bile hepatitis as well, And if you had reflux of bile, it'll only damage the the stomach and so on, but can also damage the pancreas and the liver. So my guess is you probably have a number of factors going on, including previous cancer, which may be a factor triggering off the non-alcoholic cirrhosis, or the chemotherapy, which could have caused some damage to the liver cells, and that's why they're inflamed and scarring and creating cytokines that will actually cause liver failure. Have they talked about the idea of a liver transplant?
Not yet, but I understand that's the only solution from what I understand. And I'm going to refuse one for spiritual reasons. I don't want anyone else's body stuck in mine, and I don't want my body stuck in anyone else.
Well, there's a couple of things that might help you. Now, the first thing, did they determine if did they do an ultrasound or a CT scan or MRI to determine if
this, they have done MRIs, they have done a biopsy, they did a sonogram.
So what happens is you have cirrhotic scarring. You can reduce
a lot of it.
Yeah, you can use Cell Defense Plus and Inflamex to reduce that scarring tremendously. You can also use other cytokine blockers to block the production of free radicals in the liver, like peroxynitrate radical, et cetera, with gamma E plus, Neutrotrella, and Cell Defense Plus, et cetera. So we also have things that will support stem cell regeneration, including a number of other formulas that will help support healing of the liver itself, but also we have peptides that can regenerate the specific organs. And there are specific peptides we would use for your liver regeneration and preparation, and you could also be a candidate for stem cell transplant. Now, there's two types of stem cells that I find are effective. The ones that I find good reduce inflammation, but they don't actually take the cells, are umbilical cord stem cells and same-day out of your bone marrow stem cells. The ones that work are stem cell lines like Stemedica from San Diego, and they have a clinic in Tijuana. So they don't have the regulatory
issues.
There's
a Mayo Clinic here in this town here in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, actually.
Here's the criteria you want to go by. The clinic cannot do a stem cell transplant the same day. They have to multiply it in the lab. And the problem in America is if you have a facility, no matter whether it's associated with the university or not, they can't get certification because they consider it a drug if they multiply your own stem cells in a laboratory for longer than 24 hours to give it to you. So you have to go outside the country to do that.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that earlier, yeah.
Right, so what I recommend is, even if they had a stem cell clinic there, they may reduce inflammation, but the stem cells don't take. So the two types I find work are clinics like Centeno's Clinic for musculoskeletal problems in Grand Cayman Islands, and I did research in an IRB pain panel with Dr. Centeno and Thacker, who were top pain doctors back in the 90s, and he has had to move his clinic from Broomville, Colorado, to the Grand Cayman Islands because the FDA were bothering him that he couldn't multiply somebody's stem cells and give it back to them 2 to 4 weeks later. So you'd probably benefit from our nutraceutical protocols, reduce scarring, stimulate detox the liver, and peptides to start regenerating the liver tissue from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And then finally, you'd probably benefit from stem cell transplant. It's so simple. You arrange and send your records to, say, Stemedica, and there's Santa Clarita Clinic, there's top doctors there. Once they approve of you having the treatment, you would fly into San Diego and take a limo down to their facility, and they would evaluate you in the morning after they've already seen all your labs and so on. And that afternoon, you get a simple intravenous in the back of your hand and the very powerful, very concentrated stem cell line from healthy young stem cells. That is one of the simplest ways of doing it, and it may give you some additional, I can't say it would cure you, I don't like the word cure, but it may give you additional years of life. It may improve the quality of your life, and you may actually get some pretty significant liver regeneration. Now, everybody that gets a stem cell transplant should have mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, a ketogenic diet, and they have to have really powerful nutraceutical protection to stop cytokines and stealth pathogens, because most people that have cancer or other disorders have I call pathogen soup in their body. And if they didn't have it initially, they do after their immune system gets clobbered by chemotherapy. So there's a number of things we could do to help you without having to do anything more vicious than just getting an intravenous in the back of your hand. So I don't even, unless you're going to do your one where you take your bone marrow to one of these facilities in Europe.
Here's another thing about the bone marrow. I've had I can't get any dentist to do my teeth work, which are desperately in need, but they say they're worried about bone necrosis.
Well, that's easy to counteract. If we are worried about bone necrosis because your previous chemo, is that what they're saying?
Well, that may be it. They don't give me a lot of information.
If we give you,
I did have the cancer in my face.
Yeah, if we give you, did you have radiation treatment or chemo?
I refused radiation because they told me it would make me blind. They wanted to remove my eyes, and I said, "Hell no, I'm not."
The doctors who do paint by number chemo are out of touch with reality. Cancer is a genetic disorder, and you need to do gene-based cancer treatment with off-label use of drugs. Our nutraceuticals that we use for cancer, we use universally, whether it's conventional treatment, because we have people that just decide, I'm not going to do alternative. In many cases, we have people that just take our nutraceuticals, and they go into remission. So I think I can help you. As I say, I think I can, number one, turn off the inflammatory cirrhosis, reduce the scarring, and start regenerating your liver, and then provide you support with stem cells. So if there's any possibility of regenerating liver function, the liver is one of the most regenerative organs. You can actually cut out 90% of someone's liver, and in 6 months, it's regrown. So
really?
That's a young, healthy person. Now, a person like yourself with serious problems and previous cancer.
I'm 64.
It doesn't matter. We can support you. See, the problem is if we give you the proper support, including stem cell support and Mount Red Velvet for the extracellular matrix that helps to direct the stem cells, we can bring that, dial things back to where you're younger physiologically. And when you do stem cell transplants, whether it's this Dometica stem cell line, it's from another individual, the stem cells are grown in a line that are going to differentiate specifically into your liver cells. And we have peptides that will actually influence your DNA to stimulate regeneration. So there are a lot of things we can do, and I can't say how much it's going to benefit you, but I can guarantee you whatever you're doing conventionally with your doctors is a waste of time. And if you do a stem cell transplant the same day at any facility in America that's not multiplied for at least 2 weeks, it's a waste of your time. You need to have it multiplied.
I agree. I used to be a hospital chaplain. I have lots of anecdotal stories to that.
Yeah, you have to multiply the stem cells at least 2 weeks so that when the stem cell populations are large enough, you're going to get a major take. And the other thing is we have to prepare your tissues. So it's like putting seeds in the ground. If you don't prepare the person's metabolically and they're pre-diabetic or nutritionally deficient and they have all kinds of inflammatory cytokines, it's going to interfere with the stem cells taking. Now, I know how to tweak them and identify what the problems are to fix the background so the soil of your tissues is better.
Well, should I send you an email? Because listening to you is like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, I know people say that all the time. I don't dumb it down for a reason. Number one, you can play it back. Number two, you can always drop me an email, and I have a photographic memory. So when you send me an email, David, you don't have to send me everything. Just give me the basic details. Once we decide if we're going to go forward with a consult, if it's simple, it's a quick, dirty boom, 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 but you're going to require a consult. And I do charge for my time because I have to review your medical records. And I will combine, it's called functional medicine, which means the best of surgery, allopathic therapies, herbology, toxicology, infectious disease, quantum physics. I combine everything. And I teach these skills in the academies of anti-aging, environmental advancement, and medicine. It doesn't mean there aren't some things in medicine that are good. For example, I support Dr. Brzezinski and Dr. Eisels, who's in Santa Barbara, and Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, to do this gene-based cancer treatment inside America. I've been referring for 30 years to German clinics for gene-based cancer treatment, and the problem is that the medical system here is very slow to pick up on things. For the past 15 years, we've been supporting financially lawsuits against the Texas State Medical Board, trying to shut down Dr. Brzezinski, but now, the last 5 years or so, he's getting good cooperation with the Health and Human Services and the federal FDA Act, called the Fatal Drugs Allowed People. So we're now seeing doctors pick up on it and try to pretend that somehow they invented the idea that Dr. Brzezinski was working on 30 years ago.
Yep. So, unfortunately, a lot of good alternative doctors who are working on new cure things that really work, are ending up dead mysteriously.
It's not too mysterious. The average person, the health industry in America is larger than the next five industries in all continents. So, and if you have cancer, you generate $1.3 million to the healthcare system. So, the medical system is the biggest industry. It's the most corrupt industry on earth. And if you're someone like myself that's a scientist first and an innovator and a problem solver, you're going to immediately get in trouble with the powers that be, even if you identify something that's real simple. Like, for example, we talked earlier about depleted uranium, and my boss was Major George Swinder back in the 90s. And I was the next down from the commander, and we had a lot of DU-affected veterans. And because I'm a radiochemist as well, and worked on genetics, I worked out how to detox depleted uranium, but I also need to be able to find if I can get testing a biopsy of organs. For example, even dead vets, I can tell them if they're for pensions, et cetera, if there's depleted uranium, and the reason for their cause of death was depleted uranium from battlefield exposure. And when I mentioned that I wanted to do testing on a vet that was exposed to what's called blue fire, with a shell bouncing around inside, a DU shell bouncing around inside an M1 Abrams tank, my boss threatened me and said, well, if you do that test, you'll be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? And he said, how about dead? I said, don't talk to me like that. I said, don't be deceived by the white coat. So the reason why Dr. Deagle's not dead is that although I'm nice and compassionate, I'm your worst nightmare if you try to cross me, legally or otherwise.
Yeah.
And these other doctors are not so, how can I say it? I've got a lot of Celtic, Cohenic Jewish, or Hebrew with the blood, Germanic, and Viking. And I say the wrong combination for someone that crosses me. How's that?
Yeah.
I got a
should I listen to you on the radio now?
You can, yeah. And you can drop me an email, and I'll try to help you. Remember, all the basic consults for anybody calling for anything are free, but I do expect that if you get a consult advice from me, you get nutraceuticals exclusively from me. Don't waste your time going all over the place thinking you're going to second-guess Dr. Deagle. There basically are very few people of my knowledge level on functional medicine on the planet. Okay? And if I need help, I know where to go with my colleagues that have no more in specific areas because I've been networking for 30-plus years. So
thank you for your time.
If there's anything that I don't know or I don't have, I have a clinic I can refer you to, I know what country they're in and who to do and who's going to be reliable and who will work. For you, you don't need to go through hell to get your liver function improved. I can't say if you'll be, quote, cured, but I know that we can work hard to get you in remission and make sure your liver is still working and you don't need someone else's liver inside your body. Okay? There you go, David. So, yeah, that's how I do consultations. I do them on the fly. I do medical legal consultations, occupational consultations, military consultations, rehab. I can recommend whether or not a surgical procedure or a drug is appropriate or not. I don't prescribe drugs, but I can tell you what not to take or how to get off them and how to substitute nutraceuticals, technology, et cetera, so you can take control of your life. There's a lot of things in every aspect of medicine, whether it's chiropractic, naturopathy, herbology, and so on, that's not scientifically validated. And I like scientific validation, whether it's quantum diagnostics like the bioplasm, the metapathy with Hunter function and the QRMA, or functional medicine blood tests, saliva tests for 23andMe and Prometheus. And there is basically no test on earth that I don't know how to interpret or can find out how to interpret it. If I don't have it immediately, I know the colleagues that will help me. And as a result, I can integrate all of these things into one overall plan. That means if you're trying to solve a very complex Gordian knot of your health or even a genetic predisposition in your family, I can actually do the gene test to find out what SNPs or polymorphisms you have. I can look at your organic acid metabolites with help of people like Dr. William Shaw at Overland Park, Kansas, Great Plains Laboratory. I can do a test to look at advanced metabolite analysis. For example, you may or may not know that if your doctor isn't aware of reverse thyroid hormone, they don't know what they're doing when they diagnose thyroid. And if you're looking at adrenal, you have to look at data points during the day. Otherwise, you don't get a proper diurnal pattern of DHEA, cortisol, and melatonin. So basically, my knowledge is comprehensive, and it's always validated by testing, blood, urine, stool, or biophotonic testing. And I can recommend specific types of surgery if that's necessary, specific types of natural therapies, and which ones are safe in terms of allopathic drugs, too. But there's a lot of them, if you listen to the show regularly, that you're going to see, oh, my gosh, that's on Dr. Deagle's hit list. No, things like amiodarone, beta blockers, central alpha blockers, calcium channel blockers. These are all drugs that I don't recommend. HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, that can cause a rhabdomyolysis and destruction of your heart or your skeletal muscles and destroy CoQ10. There are certain drugs, for example, that are very toxic for the brain. Drugs like Aricept actually can accelerate the butyrylcholinesterase deficiency and damage to your brain if you've got Alzheimer's. And most people aren't aware that stealth pathogens are often a driver for illness. So, you know, my approach is more scientific and more validated than the average, both either allopathic or alternative doctor. And you have to be averse to, not averse to the idea of integrating everything. In other words, if someone is an athlete and they don't want to end up with an injury or wear joints down, they need to have proper custom orthotics that are with a force plate with a podiatrist. They need to have deep tissue massage. They need to take enzymes like Arinflamix to make sure that they don't develop interfascial scarring. And you got to protect against micro injuries. So Collagen Max and Mountain Red Velvet Tendon Mender and Joint Performance will prevent micro injury from causing a macro injury like a ruptured tendon or a degenerated joint. So I integrate everything and all the plants. Back in a moment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
wellness protocols and analysis, and of course you may need serial tests just to determine if what we're seeing is actually improvement, like a ultrasound of the liver in this gentleman with this liver cirrhosis. You may need a test like a CT scan with spiral thin section cuts and a PET scan to determine if there's active lesions or return of cancer. You need to also see if what treatments we're doing, which is to block enzymatic scarring within the liver. If it's successful, it will change the ultrasound and look at specific enzymes in the liver to see if they're improving. So, you know, I'll give us a very specific protocol as to what to do and how to monitor to see if the progress we're hoping we're actually making, and we'll tweak the protocol to get the optimized results. Let's see. Okay, that covers a lot of the kind of the current protocols that are going on. I'm going to switch gears here for the last minute or two. What I think we're seeing now is that the new team that's around Donald Trump is actually making a lot of progress. You know, he's staying on target. He's got a teleprompter. It's not word salad coming out or words that may be inappropriate. You know, because he counterpunches and can say things that can be offensive at times. But he's a good man, and I really believe that President Trump will bring America back to its strength. We'll have control of borders. One of the things that I've targeted with people over the TPP and TTIP, we're going to spend some time specifically going over these specific documents. In fact, I think I'll do it in the second half of hour two today and have people kind of comment. But you don't want an international court that supersedes the constitutional control of the President, Congress, and Senate. You want to have bilateral deals with America and each nation separately. You do not want to have a kind of a giant agreement where a collective of nations is stuck to an agreement by a court, an independent court, that has no input from our elected officials, so it's not representative government. You also want to make sure that you have what we call fair trade, so it increases trade, but it's trade that's based on mutual respect so that you don't have industrial espionage, and if you patent something in America, you don't try to repatent it and try to evade the patent and then produce tons of product and then dump it back in your market. And this is what's happening with China and these other countries, especially China. $200 billion of industrial espionage every year is just unacceptable. And we also don't want them to pollute the heck out of their environment or put their workers at extreme danger. The average 600-plus workers a day are permanently injured or dead in China, usually permanently injured. Toxic environments destroying the environment of the water, air, etc., and large cities are industrial waste dumps. So that's not acceptable. We need to be careful for supporting worker health and the population and also non-polluting their own environment. They need to have proper environmental controls. And we also need to strip our unnecessary regulations. But, for example, here in America, we have fracking. You don't want chemical fracking, which destroys the water table, but it doesn't mean you can't extract the energy of the technology. Like clean coal is very doable if you properly scrub it, and all comes over to the top is water vapor. So everything is solvable, but you don't want to hand over authority like Hillary Clinton does, and Mr. Kane, their Jesuit-trained vice president candidate, to an international body that makes our government and our elected officials vestigial. We'll be back in a moment. Hour number two coming up. Pam will be on with Lumen Photon, Ryan, and our NutriMed team in hour three. Tomorrow, first hour, Carrot Bar University. Hour three, Tim Alexander, a major update with what's going on post the GOP and DNC conventions. And now it appears that Donald is ahead by 2%. We need to make sure he picks up more black vote, more Hispanic vote, and he's working hard at that area.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.